Welcome, everybody. Welcome indeed. The Moose is loose in Montreal. We are very pleased to announce and present the grand opening of the South Cars TNT, the Thursday night thematic open forum. Thematic, why? Because every week we'll be presenting a different theme. So today, Thursday, September 10th, we'll be discussing the story of South Cars from then till now and everything in between, its purpose, its history, and its growth. Invited presenters will be Ron, WA4HWN, Bill, WD5KAE, Rick, ND4Z, and Gordon, KY6V. I apologize right from the beginning if I make mistakes, but I printed this way too small, and now I can't hardly read it. It's a sad part about getting old. Not that old, but getting up there. South Cars TNT is a directed public service open forum whose aim is to share our collective knowledge with any and all who have an insatiable curiosity for all things. Ain't that beautiful? We're a group of dynamic amateur radio enthusiasts who invite you to gather with us here each and every Thursday. Thursday in North America, of course, Thursday at 8:30 Eastern Daylight Time. That would be Friday at 0030 Zulu on the SCARS conference server, Echo Link node 96140, and also on IRLP Reflector 9614. As many of you know, a different topic will be presented each and every week on a subject that is of interest to you, the listener. We promise to entertain, to inform, and mostly we promise to have fun. Your net control for this evening, if you haven't figured out already, is Pete the Moose Landry. Oh, there's my cell phone, but I'm just going to ignore that. Apologies for not turning that down. My name's Pete. I'm located in beautiful Montreal, Canada. I would turn it off, but it's way at the other end of the room. Present temperature is 20 degrees Celsius, about 60 degrees Fahrenheit under beautiful sunny skies. There you go, it kicked in. Let's see, at this time I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or if there's anyone needing to contact the station and move off the server for their QSO. All right, I'll take that as a no. No emergency is good. A couple of short announcements. We need your input, this being an open forum. We need you to send us your suggestions for topics of discussion on this open forum. Any and all topics of interest will be considered for discussion, of course. Also, if you have a skill or a topic of interest that you want to share, we invite you to become a host of the South Cars TNT Open Forum. You can contact us directly online, online meaning on the air, I should say, or you can email us at voip@southcars.com. This broadcast is being recorded for future podcasts, and also the disclaimer, opinions expressed herein are those of the presenters and do not necessarily represent the views of South Cars. With that being said, let's begin. As I said, tonight's presentation will be the story of South Cars. From then till now, 40 years of history with this great organization. I'm sure a lot of you maybe didn't realize how long it had been around. I know I didn't when I first hooked up with this organization, and I was quite impressed to hear that it's been around for so long in HF and more recently with VOIP, counting over 9,000 members now, if I understand correctly, and about 1,400 VOIP members, so that's great. The evening will be we'll start off with the presentations by our four South Cars old-timers, if I can call them that way, people who have a lot of South Cars experience, and after which we'll break for questions and answers. Presenters may wish to let you guys ask questions as they go along, but that will be up to them to decide. It's the concept of the open forum is we leave it open for the presenter to present as he wishes to make it more pleasant for everyone. So with that, we will start our presentation. We'll start off with Mr. Ron, WA4HWN, whose license class is extra. He's been a member of South Cars since the mid-1970s, with a membership number of 0117, if I'm reading that properly, and many years as an NCS, 10 years as the webmaster. Wow. And let's see, one of the original planning members of South Cars. So come on aboard, Ron, and tell us what you know about South Cars. The floor is yours. Please keep in mind that the SCARS conference server has a four-minute timeout, so please reset the system several times during your presentation. With that, the floor is yours, Ron. Come on aboard. All right. Maybe Ron's stepped out to get himself a drink of water. WA4HWN. Ron, come on aboard if you're with us.
He's apparently still connected, Pete. He may be having some difficulties. Why don't you go to Mr. Morris, Bill, next, and maybe we can catch up with Ron as number two. Over.
All right, we got Rick as a heavy breather in there. I guess you can't wait. You're gonna have to wait your turn, Rick. We're gonna move on to Bill. WD5KAE, General Class License, South Cars member since the fall of 2005, membership number 5248. He has held positions of and holds positions of NCS. Was database manager 2007 to 2008, and the South Cars net manager 2008 to 2009, one of the three original planning members. Come on aboard, Bill, and tell us your story.
Thank you, Pete. Hello, everyone on South Cars forum this afternoon. I hate that Ron's not first, but that's okay. In the fall of 2004, I retired after being in the electrical and industrial construction for over 20 years in upstate South Carolina. And I moved to Lancaster, our present home, and became active again in the hobby of ham radio that I had been very interested in since I was in junior high school. I joined South Cars in the fall of 2005 and was given the membership number of 5248. Jeff, KG4NYW, checked me in for the first time. Jeff still is an NCS, and you can hear him at 9 o'clock Eastern on Friday morning. The officers at that time were WB4GOV as net manager, W1TNP, assistant manager, W8XCXU was database manager, and WA4HWN was webmaster. In early of 2007, Tony, W1TNP, left as assistant net manager. Frank, W8CXU, moved as into the slot as assistant manager. And John, WB4GOV, was doing both the net manager's job and the database manager's job. After my observation of several months of John asking for some help, in early 7 of 2007, I contacted John about the database manager's position, and I started in July of 2007. My first entry was 6,038. That was on July the 17th, 2007. As of Mark's post Tuesday, September the 8th, 009, we are at 7786. That's held steady a little over two a day, every day for the year. Now this is the HF net I'm speaking of. In September of 2007, I was contacted by Gordon, KY6B, and asked to be add his name to a distribution list that I post after putting the membership on the website. Gordon was NCS on Friday morning and wanted to keep a current list of the membership so he could post in the text box on EchoLink to help his crew run a more efficient net on Friday morning. We had problems with the website information that it would not copy and paste for EchoLink would only take one line of text. This caused us to create what we now call the bracketed roster, which is a backup roster that I still maintain in a Word document just in case. I'm going to pause now and let the repeaters reset. The use of EchoLink on Friday morning with the Breakfast Club was Gordon, KY6B, Fred, W4FHC, and Tom, K4DWF. And I was in the background feeding information to these guys via the text box. From this very humble beginning came the germ in Gordon's mind for the VOIP net that we have today. Gordon went through protocol and asked John's permission and blessing to start the VOIP. And he was given total authority and total responsibility as a VOIP manager. John's only concern was is the VOIP net would complement the HF net and would not take away from it. And Gordon's been faithful to do that. In the spring and summer of 2008, after almost 9 years on the job, the net officers were approaching serious burnout, putting up with the idiosyncrasies of a bunch of hams. Through the years, John had put hundreds of dollars of his own money into South Cars. No dues are required. There's still no dues required today. And in July of 2007, John had almost hit his limit, and through a series of phone calls, I agreed to pick up the net manager's position. I did so on August the 15th, 2008. John WB4GOV passed the baton to me. Frank W8CXU asked to be relieved as assistant net manager. And Ron WA4HWN asked that we look for a new webmaster as soon as possible. Ron not only created the website, but put his own money and many, many hours in to maintain the site and was first with many of the features you see on similar sites today. I'll pause again for repeaters to drop out. Almost immediately, Mark W4FJE agreed to take the slot that I had as database manager, and therefore the officers in August of 2008 were myself, WD5KAE, as net manager, KY6P Gordon as VOIP manager, Mark W4FJE as database manager, and Ron WA4HWN as webmaster. In the fall of 2008, we added two new positions to the South Cars management team. Fred W4FHC came on board as NCS scheduling manager, and Rick ND4Z as technical director. In December of 2008, we were able to give Ron a little relief with Jeff W4GPL taking the position of webmaster. The location of the server was moved, and at this time we had had the use of a host for free. The website was redesigned and can now be accessed and edited by the officers of the net without going through the webmaster. We maintain two websites, two addresses, one for the HF, the 40-meter net, which is www.southcars.com, and one for the VOIP net, which is www.voip.southcars.com. We also maintain two rosters, one for each net. However, if you hold a general class ticket or hire and check into the HF net, the number you receive works for both nets. I'm going to pause again. If the weekly session of South Cars are manned by one person, it takes 28 hams a week to run the net. Of the NCSs who were active in August of 2008, only six remain today in September 2009. To answer the band conditions as found on 40 meters over the past months and years, and in an effort for most to be able to check into the net that would like to, we've tried to have two net control stations on each session, these being some 300 to 500 air miles apart, and that requires not 28 net controls, but 56. At present, we have 36, with some of these running more than one shifts. So we always need NCSs. And, Pete, that's what I've got for my humble beginning here. I'll send it back to you, and I'll be glad to answer anything that I can, or you might want to pass it back to Ron. VE2XPLP, this is WD5KAE.
Excellent, excellent. WD5KAE, this is VE2XPL for ID. Thanks a lot, Bill. That was great. I appreciate that. I think we'll hold all the questions till the end, and just for the flow of things, since there are four presenters, make sure everybody gets their fair shake. And so all you guys out there, all you guys and gals, write down your questions there. I've already got a couple jotted down, so if we run out, I'll have some backups. With that, we'll see if Mr. Ron is back. WA4HWN in Alabama. Are you aboard? If you are, come on and tell us your story. This is the South Cars Thursday Night Thematic Open Forum. All right, Mr. Ron's still not around. Hopefully he'll be joining us shortly. We'll save. We'll do the beginning at the end. We'll do the beginning at the end. There's no problems with that. Let's move on to Mr. Rick, ND4Z. Rick holds an extra class license. Has been a South Cars member since 1998. South Cars member is 0387, and he's got many years as NCS. And he is our new net manager effective last August 15th. So congratulations on that. We're glad to have you as the big head honcho. And Rick, come on aboard and tell us your story.
Okay, Pete. Very good. VE2XPL Master of Ceremonies for tonight's open forum. This is Rick, ND4Z. I am in Central South Carolina, located on Lake Murray, which is a 50,000-acre beautiful lake out here, right smack in the middle of South Carolina. And you're right, we took over the duties as the net manager for the RF side of the South Cars, which has nets every day of the year on 7.251 megahertz on the 40-meter band. And basically, I do the RF duties as manager, and my good friend Gordon KY6Victor does the VOIP. And as most people know, both sides are growing at a very rapid rate. Our membership on the 7.251 RF side is probably about 7,900 as I speak. It won't be too long. We're going to have 8,000 members on the RF side. And I know Gordon's membership on the VOIP side is even growing faster than we are at the RF side. It's going to take them a while to catch up. We had a real good head start since we had the original HF net for quite a few years. I was a member of South Cars in 1998. I took a net control position in about 2003. I was a regular NCS net controller, and been doing it ever since. I see Ron in Dalton, Alabama just joined us. Ron, when I'm done talking, we're going to let you pick it up, my friend. I'm going to reset here, and we'll speak a little more. I just don't want to time out any of the timers in the SCARS server. This is ND4Z. Please stand by. Okay, ND4Z for ID. Basically, I agree with Bill, WD5KAE, who was the net manager prior to me coming aboard on August the 15th. He passed the baton to me, and Bill still does a lot with our group helping out. You can imagine the responsibilities and problems of a group with over 9,000 members have between the RF side and the VOIP side. We're in excess of 9,000 members. I think we'll be a group of 10,000, hopefully within the next couple of years, if this growth continues. One of the things I accomplished so far as net manager We came up with the South Cars Advisory Committee. It's a five-member panel. This advisory committee is used to help making decisions, important decisions, regarding guidance for our net. And we made it a group of five. We'd vote, and if it was four or six, it could be a deadlock. So with five members, we call it the South Cars Advisory Committee. If anything comes up on the net where we need a Democratic vote, we swing the advisory committee into effect. Also, I want to comment on Bill's comments. We run on the VOIP side 365 days a year with four different net managers. We run from 8 till 10 a.m. in the morning and from 12 to 2 p.m. in the afternoon. But we split the morning and afternoon into two separate net managers. So from 8 to 9 a.m. we'll have an NCS, and from 9 to 10 a.m. we have another, and then we do the same thing. So as Bill had pointed out, that's four per day. Four sessions per day times 7 days a week. That's 28 separate nets. Plus, we have two traders' nets. I host the Wednesday traders' net. It goes from 10 to 11 on the 7.251 megahertz. And on Sunday, we have another traders' net. It runs from 11 o'clock in the morning till 12 o'clock Eastern time. And the purpose of these traders nets, in addition to our regular nets, is for our members, if they want to buy, sell, or trade amateur radio equipment and computers. And there's no charge, no commissions, nothing like that. We're glad to help members buy and sell amateur radio gear. That's what it's all about. And both of the nets on Wednesday and Sunday work out pretty well. This is ND4Z. We're going to reset the timers. Please stand by. So basically, that's pretty much all I have to say this evening. And we are in need of NCS net control operators on both the VOIP net and for Gordon net manager, KY6V of the VOIP, and also on the RF side on 7.251 megahertz every day of the year from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. and from 12 noon till 2, like I said earlier. So we love to have net controllers. If you're on the VOIP side and never been on the RF 40-meter side, we'd love to have you. If you're general class and above, please check in with us. You could use your VOIP number. Just tell the net controller you have an E in front of it to avoid a little confusion. And if you do not have general class privileges, love to have you all aboard on the RF side when you get privileges if you desire to do so. So with that said and done, I'm going to send it back to our master of ceremonies, Pete, VE2XPL, up there in Montreal, Canada. And, Pete, I noticed that Ron has joined us. Hopefully he could take it to further talk about our organization. So over to you, Pete, and thanks a lot for emceeing the open forum tonight, VE2XPL, and the multitude here this evening, ND4Z.
All right, excellent. Thanks, Rick, ND4Z in the group. This is VE2XPL in Montreal. My name's Pete, hosting the South Cars TNT Open Forum. Very interesting indeed, Rick, very interesting. Thanks a lot. Appreciate your input. We will now see if Ron cares to join us. WA4HWN. If you're aboard, let's see. Ron holds an extra class license. Been a member since the 1970s, the mid-70s. South Cars membership number 0117. That's one of the low ones, guys and gals. And obviously, you spent many years at NCS.
10 years as webmaster, and one of the three original planning team members. So, Ron, come on aboard and tell us the humble beginnings of South Cars. This is V2XPL in Montreal.
Pete, apparently he's having difficulties, and I'm not sure of what nature. It sounds like he's not getting any audio feed. He's connected all right. He sent me an email just a couple of moments ago saying, where is everybody? And I sent one back saying, hey, we're all here. We're waiting on you. So that's all I know, Pete. Over.
I got you that time.
He's there, Pete. So orchestrate it as you wish, sir. KY6V, over.
Apologies, I was doubling with Mr. Gordon, KY6V. But Ron, if you're on board, come on, tell us your story. We're waiting for you.
Well, first off, let me say this about that. I had no idea what was going on. I've logged on at 20 minutes till 7 Central Time. I've never heard one word from anybody. And I finally I sent a couple, three emails, plus I put a query on the chat line down there, and no responses. And I finally disconnected, and I went to the test server. That was only about 3 or 4 minutes ago, and no audio there. And I shut the thing down and turned it back on again and booted it back up 2 times. And finally, I heard Gordon. So I have no idea what in the world that is all about. So I'm sorry for the for that. I guess you saw I was there, but obviously I couldn't do anything. Okay. I assume, how far through the program, Pete, have you gone?
Yeah, well, no worries about your fashionably late arrival. That's all right. It's all good. We're glad that you can make it. We've Bill started out, and then Rick had his piece, and now we're just gonna pop you right in there since you were supposed to be right at the top. So come on aboard.
Okay. Very good. Well, again, I apologize for that. Never had that happen before. I'm still not sure what is in the world is going on. I don't have to touch my audio controls, so who knows. Anyway, good evening, guys and gals, friends, Romans, fellow hams, wherever you may be out there. And this is Ron, WA4HWN. I'm currently in Dothan, Florida, yeah. Sitting here looking at Naples, Florida data, and I'm currently here in Dothan, Alabama. Used to live in Naples, so there we go. And I've been asked to cover a little bit of the history on South Cars. Stand by just 1 minute. This baby out. And I will say this. Unfortunately, there isn't much in the way of any records pertaining to South Cars. We know it's been around for a long time. It's unfortunate that apparently no one saw fit to keep records at the outset, which we know is well over 30 years. I have been listening to South Cars and or checking into it for over 30 years. I first moved from Milwaukee, Wisconsin to Naples, Florida in 1971. And at that time, I was a technician, had been for about 8 or 10 years, fiddled with antennas all the time, loved that. And I started listening on an old Allied night kit receiver, and I picked up some South Cars net operations and kind of enjoyed that. And then when I moved to Miami in 1973, my wife decided she had had enough of my chatting into the microphone every time I got in the car, so she went out and got her ham license over at the technical school there in Miami. And that scared me, so I upgraded and didn't want her passing me. So, anywho, at that time, I got Gordon, KY6V, whom I had met over there, and we became good friends. He came out and checked out my rig and wanted to make sure it was working okay. I was in an apartment there in Miami, and I was waiting on my upgrade, and Gordon came out and said, yes, the FT-101 Echo is working, and he checked into a couple of stations. So that being said, this goes back to 1974. 4 and 5. So we had been listening to South Cars. And in 76, I had moved to Naples. I had my upgraded license, and I started checking in. I didn't get involved as a net control operator until about 10 years ago, and I did that for about 9 or 10 years. But unfortunately, nobody seems to have kept any records. I think that one of the problems was we had a secretary treasurer who was in office for 18 consecutive years, and we didn't have much in the way of computers in those days, so everything was done by mail. Anyway, the net started back then. To my knowledge, it's always been on 7.251 megahertz. Several different times we talked about moving it because of the interference from foreign broadcast stations. There were some heated debates off and on over the years about that. And we always ended up with the position that, hey, the frequency is nearly always available because who wants it? Because it's so jammed up with foreign broadcast stations. So we considered the foreign broadcast stations, the Vatican and Vietnam later, both were kind of guarding the frequency. So in every instance, we decided to stay right where we were. And I think that with today's radios and what have you, if you got a modern radio, you don't have to worry about that interference very much. Once in a while, it gets overpowering, but more often than not, the frequency is there, it's available, and the net starts up with little or no problem. Stand by. Okay. When I first got involved, there were approximately 350 paid members. Now, when I say paid members, I mean we had dues. $5 a year it cost to join the group, and in return, you got a little membership card for wallet size that stated that you were a certified member of South Coast Amateur Radio Service, and it is the Ed KB4AOP, who was the secretary treasurer, assigned a membership number, and it basically was established as to the order in which dues renewed each year. So unfortunately, there was no set membership number. You could have, I know my first year, my membership number was 500 and something, and another time it was 200 and something, and it just bounced all over the place. I am looking at one that Sunny WA4EX had in 2000, one of the last ones issued. It expired March of 2000. His membership number was 4097. His membership number now is much lower than that, and I'll get into that in a minute because that's been a subject of discussion over the years. But the members held board meetings. We had president, vice president, secretary treasurer, and a board of directors, and board meetings were held on the air, generally on a monthly basis. Generally on a monthly basis, the meetings were held, and as needed, once in a while they would have a special session. And the dues were used to buy membership cards, to pay for postage and printing costs for a quarterly newsletter that was sent out, and an occasional acquisition such as a nice large banner, South Cars banner, that members would take to Hamfest. If they had a table, they'd set it up and answer questions about South Cars and solicit check-ins, encourage people to check in and join the fray, so to speak. And that banner has recently been rediscovered, and I think ND4Z Rick had it at Shelby at the Hamfest at Gastonia, North Carolina this past weekend. I looked all over for it and him, and I couldn't find him or it, but I understand he was there. And I'd like to have seen him and it. But, hey, at least the banner has been recovered. So, anyway, that was the early days. and they continue on 7251. It's always been, to my knowledge, 2 2-hour sessions. I'm sure it hasn't always been, but ever since I've been involved, since 1976 or 75, 74, have been 2 2-hour sessions a day. Once in a while, they have endeavored to add times, but it's never seemingly worked out. The last time was only 4 or 5 years ago, under the auspices of the Net Manager WB4GOV, and it just it didn't work out. Traffic, the people just weren't there to check in. They're used to checking in those 2 2-hour sessions, and that's about it. So those efforts have been dropped several times now. It's tried and dropped. The several things have happened that led to a breakup of the board by some time, a breakup of the board and a dismantling of the formal organization. And this happened about 10 years ago, approximately. People instrumental in reforming the group, W4QV, KF4RO, that's Frank and Dave respectively, Ron, AC4SU, it was decided by voting that the board would be dismantled. Part of the problem and the reason for doing this was we had a treasury at that time in excess of $3,000, and a question was raised about the legality of not filing income taxes and getting a special IRS. I can't remember now what in the world they call it, but I'm sure a lot of you know. Anyway, a tax form so that the taxes could be taken into consideration and filed, and they just decided it's too much trouble, get rid of it. So for that reason, it was formally disbanded, and at that time we had over 4,000 members. John, WB4GOV, became the net manager. With no organization other than what he put around himself, so to speak, by volunteers and people who just wanted to help out with net controls. He took care of issuing certificates and trophies and entertainment and all of those good things. He indoctrinated the Santa Claus, the annual Santa Claus deal, where the kids could get on the frequency and the radios and talk to good old Santa Claus. And aided by several of the NCSs who acted as his elves and relaying everything from the North Pole. So that's an annual affair and has worked out very nicely. Real quickly, because we're going along on time here, but that is primarily, the activities that were carried on when John was a net manager was due to the fact that he loved to put the money and the love and the heart into the organization, and it's something that nobody else, I don't think, would ever want to do. Everybody loved John for everything he did, and it just, it's over and above and beyond a normal net operation. But in any event, the membership grew, and well over 7,000, as you all know now, and it's been going great and still going great, and I would like to say one thing about the membership numbers, and this is that when the organization was redone back about 10 years ago, 9 or 10 years ago, again, there was no attempt to take any numbers in sequence on seniority. What happened was the known roster, the known check-ins were assigned numbers right down the list. So consequently, you've got people out there who have been in the organization for 25 or 30 years with higher numbers than a lot of the people who have been in the organization for only about 10 years. So you can't really go by that, for at least for the first 550 numbers. Approximately, plus or minus 50. Anybody with membership numbers over 550 or 600 is has checked in after that list was first started. As I recall, John's first list was around 550 people, and that included the people who were in the organization at that time. So that gives you some idea, anyway, about how the membership numbers have come about. And then, of course, Gordon will talk about the VoIP session. The Internet, I started up the website back in 1998. I put it online in December of 98, thinking that the organization should have net access, Internet access. It was coming online. Very few of the ham clubs and organizations had Internet service back in those days, but I thought it would be fun to do, and so we did it, and I managed to do that for about 10 years, and then I turned it over to Jeff. So that's about it. I can't think of too much else. Maybe somebody has some questions. If so, let me know. But and if anybody out there is listening that has any aspects or any parts of the history prior to 1973, please let me know. I'd love to have it. And I think that's about it, Pete, unless there's anything else you need. Back to you. WA4HWN.
WA4HWN in the group, V2XPL in Montreal. Excellent. Well, thank you very, very much. Most interesting. If that's okay with you, we'll keep the questions to the end, to after our last presenter, just to keep the flow of history flowing, if I may say that. That wasn't very well worded. I got to go back to English class. University was a long time ago. Anyhow, that being said, thanks, Ron. I appreciate you being there. And we're glad that you resolved your problems there. Better late than never. And we're glad that you, you managed to join us there. So with that, we will break with Ron. And we'll move on to our fourth presenter, last but certainly not least. A person who some of you may have heard of, maybe some of you haven't. His name is Gordon. His call is KY6V. He holds an extra class license. He's been a South Cars member since the early 1970s. South Cars member number 0371, and he's held many positions, many years as NCS. Of course, the South Cars VOIP manager since October 2007, and the third of the original one of the three original planning members of the VOIP. So also, Gordon has the most hamming experience of the group with 60 years of hamming experience. So that's no little accomplishment indeed. So with that, Gordon, come on aboard and tell us your story.
Well, thank you, Pete. That just makes me old and retarded, you know. Ron, Bill, Rick, nice to have you aboard here tonight. It's like the four of us paddling Madeline home again. Good evening, everybody. This is Gordon, KY6V, and I've been asked to talk about our South Cars VOIP wing of the organization. And I might say that I'm very pleased to do so because it's something that's very close to my heart. The South Cars VOIPnet, as to its beginning and where it is now, all started in late October 2007. Three of us got together privately to discuss, and you've already heard two of them, how we might broaden the South Cars organization, relieve some of the growing pressure on the HF operation, and further stimulate some interest in the digital side of our hobby. During several sessions, Ron, HWN, who you just heard, and Bill just earlier, KEE, and myself pulled together a proposal indicating our thoughts on the matter, outlining a plan of implementation. And we submitted that to our South Cars Net manager, Mr. John Bostic, WB4GOV. He, in turn, gave us full permission to proceed on the 28th of October of 2007. During the month of November of 2007, we, with the guiding hand of our webmaster, at that time, Ron, WA4HWN, established a brand new website for the South Cars VOIP effort. A mission statement was prepared, pages pertaining to instructional matters of starting up a new system, the fine-tuning the setup parameters were prepared and published. A breaking news page was designed and implemented, which gave the various authors direct remote access for creating and displaying its content. This website is known as www.voip.southcars.com. The month of December of 2007 was focused on sort of rolling up our sleeves, turning on the public relations effort, getting the word out that our first scheduled net would be conducted at 9 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on the first Saturday in January of 2008. Let me recharge our timeout timers, and I'll be right back with you. The promotional phase was time-consuming but rewarding, for it worked. We started making announcements to the coming activity on every South Cars scheduled net on HF through the month of December. We published several small email newsletters to our membership regarding the event. We assembled a massive database as to email address of each and every active Echolink station in the eastern United States, that was east of the Mississippi River. We then sent out an individual email to each informing them of the South Cars VOIP activity and asking if they would consider joining us on the opening day of January 5th, 2008. What's interesting here is amongst the responses to these emails was one from Sam, K8SM, and he was representing the West Michigan privately owned repeater network. And his email just simply said, quote, "If you really want to make this work, talk to me," end of quote. I did, we did, and that was the start of the high-tech conference server SCARS that we use here today. The first net in January, that was January the 5th, 2009, it was a roaring success. We had 102 stations checking in, and the net, which had been planned for only 1 hour, lasted 3 hours and 32 minutes, would you believe? And in order to handle the volume, the net shortly expanded to 2 hours every Saturday morning and then subsequently to an additional 2 hours on Saturday afternoons. As we speak tonight, the South Cars VOIP division has expanded to a Eurasia net on Mondays, a Pacific Coast net on Tuesdays, an Australian net on Wednesday/Thursday. Remember the time zone difference. And now tonight and every following Thursday, an open forum night. We also offer a trader's net on both Wednesdays and Sundays, full four-hour sessions on Saturdays, and we rebroadcast the Bowling Green Kentucky ARES net on Saturday evenings. Let me buy just one more nickel of timeout time here. Stand by. So from this humble beginning, we had a team of three. That was Ron and Bill and yours truly. The South Cars VOIP organization in less than 20 months has grown to a support staff of 34, a membership close to 1,400, and a combined HF and VOIP membership of over 9,100 members. So we want to thank a great big thank you to all who made this possible, and thanks to all who will make this continue. And I want you all to remember that this is better than the hula hoop, sliced bread, and it's free. That's F-R-E-E. With that, back to you, Pete, as Master of Ceremonies. This is KY6V. Thank you for allowing the time. Over.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Gordon. Appreciate that. And we have all the time in the world. We need not worry about that.
It's the beauty of having a little bit later. So I'd like to thank our four presenters. I think that was the most excellent presentation indeed. I've invited my crowd in here to give you all a big hand. These four gentlemen that you heard tonight, total 177 years of ham radio experience, and together approximately 88 years of Southcar's history. So, you know, you got it right from the horse's mouth there, the four horses' mouths, and I mean that as a compliment because I love horses. I don't know why I said that. Anyhow, with that, we're going to turn it over to the public for questions. We're 33 strong right now, which is an excellent start, excellent first night. I'm thrilled to have all y'all aboard. And as Stacy says, they have the greatest server on earth, Southcars. We need Stacy back, our PR guy. We've been missing our PR guy for the last couple of weeks there. We've got to have you back, Stacy. Anyhow, I'm going to turn it over to the crowd for questions. I'm really not sure how this is going to work because this is going to be a growth thing. The growing pains may be felt, but we're not going to take questions via the text box. One, because I can't read things that are that small tonight, and two, just because we're just gonna shout out and see whoever has questions. We'll do it kind of like we do on Nets. You can tell I'm real organized, eh? We're gonna do this like we do this on Nets. I'm gonna call for questions. You can come at me with your suffix only, and we'll go from there. So anybody who has questions, come on aboard Southcars with your suffix only, please. Oh, come on. Was everybody that clear? Is nobody curious? I'm gonna try this one more time. Anybody who has a question, don't be polite. Just jump on in there. Let's have a pileup. I want to see a pileup here. Anybody who has questions, suffix only, please. Come on aboard.
J-A-K.
Bingo, we have a winner. Come on aboard, Jack. Share your question with us.
All right, Pete, thank you. K4JAK Jack in Fort Pierce, Florida. I don't have a question, and I'm pretty sure nobody else does either. I feel everything was done very nicely done. I will say that. Compliments, kudos to all involved. Like I said, no question, just compliments. I'm very impressed. I learned quite a bit about Southcars, an organization that I love tonight, which I am thankful for. So thank you, guys. I just wanted to get that out there, a word of thanks and appreciation to each and every one. Keep up the good work. That's all I can say. And I'd love to see 10,000 members within the next year. So we just have to keep plugging at it and see what happens. K4JAK. Back to the Master of Ceremonies tonight, VE2XPL. Take it away, Pete.
Excellent. Thanks for the comment, Jack. That's very kind. And it's nice of y'all, by the way, to say my call sign, because I certainly don't say it enough. Like I often say, we're here up in Canada, we only have to identify every 30 minutes. And when I talk in the South, I have to keep reminding myself that it's every 10 minutes. And I'm quite often derelict in that duty, so thanks for doing that, guys. I appreciate it. Well, I'm going to call out again for more questions, or perhaps let's try this. If anybody out there, any old-timers or new-timers, if anybody has a story that they want to share about their experiences with Southcars, a little bit of history perhaps, a tidbit, then come on aboard. You're welcome to share that as well. It doesn't just have to be questions. Come on aboard. Suffix only, please.
Golf. Yankee Foxtrot.
Excellent. Golf Yankee Foxtrot. Come on aboard with your full call and your question or comment. And also your Southcars number, please. Jack, I got yours already, so if you could throw in your Southcars number, that'd be great. Back to you, GYF.
Hello, all. I stayed up late because of the black tie affair. Pretty nice. It's KA0GYF, Kilo Alpha 0, Golf Yankee Foxtrot, Southcars 3468. The name is Doug. D-O-U-G, Doug is the name, and I'm in Fort Myers, Florida on 43 Simplex. 43 Simplex, Fort Myers. Now, my question is for Ron first, HWN, who used to be from Naples, Florida, or Gordon, I'm wondering about, every now and then we hear mentioned, I haven't heard them on HF, but I know they're there. Yeah, I've heard of other coast amateur radio service, as in East Coast, East Cars, North Cars, West Cars. What's all that about? Is there any loose affiliation, any coordination, or any interest in such? I've never heard those other nets. I just know they're there. I presume they're on 40 meters. Doug in Fort Myers, KE0GYF, over.
Want me to get it, take that, Pete?
Absolutely, gentlemen. Open forum. It's all yours. Jump right in.
Okay. Well, good evening to you, Doug. This is WA4HWM. There's no affiliation between the car groups. The East Coast Amateur Radio Service, which they all operate, by the way, on 40 meters. E-Cars, as it's known, operates at 7258. I'm sorry, Mid-Cars, 7258. That's the Mid-Coast. Mid-Coast, yeah. Mid-Cars, Mid-Continental Amateur Radio Service, whatever you wish to call it. They go by several different names. But that is to cater to primarily mobiles and home stations wishing to contact mobiles, and generally covers the Midwest and the upper Midwest from the Dakotas, Minnesota, down into Florida even. They have a net control in Florida. I have done net controlling for them from here in Alabama. Their activity is pretty much the same as ours, but they start up like at about 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern time, and wind it up at around 1:30 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But when band conditions are good, they will go until the ice cubes melt, so to speak. So that's that one, and they're on 7258. And you got North Cars, which they kind of bounced around on the frequency, 7240 plus or minus. And you may have heard the Night Owls on there, or Nighthawks, I'm sorry, Nighthawks. That's part of their operations also. They meet in the evenings. Again, no relationship. And East Cars, as I said, and they're at 7255. So it's a... and their hours, I forget now. I've got them out in what's going to become my radio shack here shortly, but I can't remember right now what they are. But no relationship. There was a West Cars at one time that operated on the 40 meter band, not to be confused with West Cars the company. But they went bye bye. Had a big infight and blew up and went away about 20 years ago or so. And I've heard rumors that they're trying to make a restart, so I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that lately. So I hope that answers it. We all check in. We all get along fine. We talk to each other, and we invite each other to check in with each other's nets. So there you go, Doug, WA4HWN.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Pete. KA0GYF.
Excellent, Doug, KA0GYF. Did you mention you had a second question in there? I'm sorry, or does that answer all your questions? Back to you.
Yeah, that more than answered that, Ron. He, very knowledgeable fella. I remember him standing on top of the La Playa Hotel for all to see, the old 6-7 repeater out of Naples. Hey, I also enjoy, thanks for all those frequencies. I'm going to listen and see what I can hear. And I also enjoy listening on 40 meters to the 7268, the waterway people. They have a pretty nice little operation as well. Thanks to all of you for the history and Blacks' is black tie affair and all that. Carry on. KA0GYF, Pete.
Comment, Pete.
The floor is yours, Mr. Ron, V2XPL Montreal.
Okay. Yeah, Doug, if you want to email me, so I have your email address. I'll be glad to email you the time and the definite times and frequencies on all those car nets. It's interesting to listen to them, see how they each operate. Be glad to do that. just send it to my call at ARRL, .net. That should get to me okay. Or any other, I'm good on QRZ also, okay?
At ARRL.net, got you. Thank you, Ron. I'll send you a little path test right now. KE0GY.
Okay, it'll be tomorrow before I get that back to you. Because it's out in the shed, which is becoming my shack. Back to you, Pete. WA4HW.
All right, excellent. Excellent. Collective knowledge is being shared to all you curious types. That's excellent. And you're building a shed, a shack in your shed. That's where my my second shack is, in the shed. I was telling Gordon that earlier this week. I threw in an old radio and this old homebrew J-pole that I had on the shed. And when I'm out there, I get to talk to y'all. So it's a good idea. Shed shacks are fun, indeed. So with that, actually, I have a question, and I'm not sure who to address it to. Maybe I'll address this one to Gordon, as he may, or anybody who wants to pick it up, really. I'm not sure, but I'm just wondering if South Cars has an annual conference or a meeting or something of that nature where the 9,000 members could potentially get together for a big hoopla, as it were. So I'm not sure who wants to take this one, but I was just curious about that. I'll let one of you guys take that. Over.
Well, I'll take a stab at it, and I think probably Rick, if he's still with us, would like to also be.
Well, all right. South Cars TNT recognizes Gordon, KY6V, and after that, the floor will be yours, Rick, ND4Z. Come on aboard, Gordon.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. KY6V here. The question is, where does this multitude of 9,000 meet and greet? And it has been past practice that we have several sessions during the year where we encourage everybody to come and participate that can. We have a picnic in the summer up in Hiawassee, Georgia, have for many, many years. We have had a January luncheon normally in either Valdosta, Georgia, or Lake City, Florida. The last couple, and the last one this year that I attended was in Valdosta. We also meet and greet at all of the larger hamfests. We publicize where we're going to have the camera hung out and what time we should get together before the hamfest starts. And then we get a great big group picture of everybody that we can. Now, there are some that always come late for the pictures, and I'm going to turn it off over to one of those sums. I couldn't resist letting that one go by without being said something, Rick. Are you still there, sir? ND4Z from KY6V. Over. Well, I hear Delco Doug keying up there. I'm not sure who's on his conference at the moment. He may have stepped down the hall or something, but that's the general crux. And from what I understand, Rick is going to continue in that fashion. He was flying our banner, which is a large banner, I might add, in its glory at the Shelby Hamfest here over the weekend. It will be flying at the Orlando Hamfest and so on and so forth. Pete, back to you. KY6V, over.
Yeah, ND4Z. Let me grab it real quick here, Gordon. You caught me stepping off to the little boys' room. Well, I'll give you an update on the South Cars banner. The backing wasn't too good over the years. So my son and I rebuilt the back panel of it with some good old half-inch heavy-duty plywood. So it's bigger and stronger than ever. Kind of heavy, but it's stout. And we had it on the roof of the truck there at Shelby, and then we moved it down to a more viewable point where people are coming down the aisle. But let me assure you this, the South Cars banner is alive and well, at least as good as ever. with a lot of people asking about South Cars at the Shelby Hamfest in Dallas, North Carolina last weekend. We passed out almost 50, I'll call them sheets, information sheets that I printed out on my printer. Bill, WD5KAE, was gracious enough to help me on the printing, and we got, I took up like 75. We passed out, printer 50. A lot of people were wondering what SCARS is, what the banner's all about, and we might even get a few members out of it. And the South SCARS banner is alive and well, Mr. Gordon. I might have missed a few other comments. Does that answer your question? KY6V from ND4Z.
Well, it was actually Pete's question. Thank you very much, Rick. Go ahead, Pete, KY6V.
Yeah, Roger, thanks a lot. No, we were just talking about, by the way, that banner, that's gold. That's a golden find, and I'm glad that you guys have that. And I hope I get to set eyes on it one day. I think that's just great. The question was, are there any types of meetings or conferences that you guys hold regularly? And Gordon mentioned that you guys rally at many of the hamfests, local hamfests, that there's the picnic in Hiawassee and another event in January that you guys attend regularly. So I was just wondering, are there any organized conferences or meetings where people meet, not on the radio, but in real life, where people can see faces and shake hands? So back to you, Rick.
Okay, Pete, very good. I'll try and answer that the best I can. VE2XPL from ND4Z. We try and get together at Hamfest because that's where, a lot of our members can get together. Our next major Hamfest is Orlando, Florida, which will be in February. And we might even be up to a couple up in Tennessee. And the Tentec Hamfest, I believe, is in October in Tennessee. But it comes and goes. We have the Hiawassee, Georgia get-together that we do every year. Also, a very good get-together is North Florida, South Georgia. Do this pretty much every year. So as your new net manager, I want to try and make as many Hamfests as possible and carry on a tradition. A lot of our members would really like to put a voice with the face and shake hands and have what we call the eyeball QSO. And we're going to do the best we can. But Hiawassee, Georgia, and it always has been Lake City, Florida. I moved right over the border from Lake City, Florida, into Georgia. And now he's Orlando, a major percentage of our group being from Florida. We like to get together at the Florida Hamfest in Orlando. I don't have the exact date of the Orlando Hamfest, but it's, I believe, the first or second week of February. And it's a real big Hamfest. And we had a real good showing at the Shelby Hamfest, which is in North Carolina near Shelby, just last weekend. So, Pete, I hope that answers your question. The South SCARS banner, we'll get a picture of it there in the back of the pickup truck. It's square. It's not really a flag or a banner, and it's right now on some half-inch heavy-duty plywood, and it's made out of vinyl. Very nice printing and screen printing on it. I'm sure the powers to be way back when they took the money out of the budget, the South SCARS budget, to have it made. It's probably a little expensive. Some really nice artwork on it. So we'll have to get some pictures of that on the website if anybody would like to say it. So back to you there, Pete. And I want to thank you very much for being the master of ceremonies this evening, doing a great job. I hope that answers your question. VE2XPL and the Multitude from ND4Z, your net manager from South Carolina.
Well, excellent, Rick. Excellent. Thanks very much. Yeah, that answers the question perfectly. I'm glad. If you guys are interested in Hamfest, we're having our local club Hamfest up here in Montreal next month. So if you all want to come up and bring that banner, I'll be pleased as punch to have you. And you don't need to thank me for hosting this net. I want to thank you guys because I've been looking for this kind of net for a long time. And heck, there's nothing better than organizing a net if you want to hear about stuff that you want to hear about. So I'm half joking and half serious, of course, because I'm going to rely on the multitudes to give me subjects. But I think this is a great thing, and we're having a lot of fun. We've just hit our 75th minute, and we're still 31 or 32 strong at last count. So I mean, this is a great success for the first. For the first night for the opening session. So with that, I'll pass it back to the multitude to see if anybody else may have a question, comment, a story to share, an anecdote about South Cars, any funny stories about any of our presenters or anybody else around. If you have anything to say, come on aboard. Suffix only, please.
LVX.
Foxtrot Tango Delta.
Zulu, India. Victor.
All right, I got three stations, and WZ0O, I guess, WZ0 Oscar. Brad, you're keying up, but I wasn't getting any audio, so let me pick up the other three stations. Questions, and then we'll get back to you and see if it works a little bit better. So I recognize KJ4LVX, N4FTD, and N9ZIV. So Stacy, come on aboard with your question, comment, or anecdote.
Okay, actually I have a two-part question and a comment. First of all, my call sign is KJ4LVX, and my South Cars number is E0741. All right, first of all, I'd like to thank the four gentlemen that did the presentation tonight. It was absolutely great, informative, and I want to thank all the elder people on the server for getting it started because they did one well of a job. It's the greatest server and greatest net on the planet that we call Earth. So very, very, very good job that they did on that. They all need to give themselves a nice little pat on the back. Now, I have a two-part question. My two-part question is, one, when you hear and read the preamble, it says, you all may have said this, but because I got here late and everything, it says, privately owned repeater system. I was actually wondering who or what entity owned the repeater, if that can be disclosed. And two, it came up earlier, Gordon and I talked about it a little bit, but we never really got in depth, where you see the repeaters and the links and everything on the line, and I'm going through EchoLink. What frequencies does the repeater go out on, the server itself, rather? Is it just 2 meters, or what bands does it go out? I was just curious on that. Turn it back over to VE2XPL. This is KJ4LVX. So.
Yeah, I'm going to pick that up right away, just so we don't give away too many secrets there. For the Western Michigan privately owned repeater network, we're actually going to be discussing that entire network next week, so I'll be announcing that at the end of the show. But that'll be next week's topic, the home of South Cars. So stay tuned. You're going to have to come back next week, Stacy, for that. And for the second part of your questions, repeater frequencies, I will pass it over to one of our four presenters. Whoever wishes to pick up the question, come on aboard.
Six Victor will try.
All right. Come on aboard, Gordon.
All right. Thank you, Pete. Hi, Stacy. KY6V here. There's no set frequency. There is no radio attached to the SCARS server. The SCARS server is a multi-conferencing piece of apparatus that works on fiber optics feeds in and out. There is no RF attached to it all. The dash L's and the dash R's that you see on your user list are individual links and repeaters that have equipment pulled together by the individual owner and operating on frequency of their choice in the location that they are in. Good evening to Paul. He's up, coming up next. I'll let him amplify on that question just a little bit because he happens to be running on a simplex frequency in Fort Myers, Florida of 146.43. You can have a repeater in Kungla-Munkah, Africa that's checking in with us that could be on yet a different frequency, and on it goes. So there is no standardization when you see a dash L or a dash R. Did that answer your question, Stacy, or did I miss anything over on the
Oh, perfectly fine. I was just curious. That guy that me and you was talking about a month ago had me kind of curious if it did go out anywhere RF, because I know they can come in RF and everything. I was just wondering how that worked. Thanks a lot, KY6V. You're always helpful as a pocket on a T-shirt. Back to you, VE2XPL. Go ahead and go to the next question, over.
Excellent. Well, thanks for your question, Stacy. Appreciate the input, and thanks for I'd like to reiterate Stacy's thoughts about thanking our four guests for being there. A wealth of information, indeed. Indeed, indeed. So with that, we'll break with you and move on up to Paul and down there in Fort, well, down there for me anyways, in Fort Myers, Florida. And for FTD, come on aboard with your comment or question.
Yeah, V2XPL and the net. This is N4FTD. Paul in Fort Myers, Florida, and my soft car's number is 6320. I'll field the entree from Gordon first. As he stated that I run a link here. I think I've had this link on the air for something around 5 years. Whole story behind that, but the long and short of it is that when I started out in Echolink, I did like many of you and used just a computer. I went down to Best Buy and bought about a $10 USB microphone and operated for, I don't know, a month or two that way. And then we put together a very simple circuit that Gordon shared with us with a couple of parts from Radio Shack and some things we had around the shack already. And simply put, we harnessed our radio to the sound card on the computer with proper circuitry, and the radio transmits whenever there's something coming over the Echolink network, and we listen on an HT, and then when we talk back on the HT, like I'm doing now, actually sitting in bed, for that matter, then the same radio hears what I'm saying via RF and puts it out over the Echolink system. That's essentially how it works, and I recommend it to anyone who has to sit in front of the computer to talk on this system. Get yourself set up with the RF link as soon as you're able. I love operating poolside portable, floating in the pool, talking on the HD, and talking around the world, and getting in the car and driving around the neighborhood, talking to my friends. It's a great way to go. Let me take a pause before I ask my question. So that's my story as far as RF linking is concerned. I'll let someone else explain the repeater, but similar idea with the repeater, except instead of simplex, it's a repeater that you're using. My question is this. I go back, I think, back into the 90s, the 1990s, as a soft cars member, and would check into the HF net long before Echolink was ever thought of. And I'm wondering if there's a way to find out when I actually became a member. One of the presenters mentioned that they started in 1998, for example, tonight, And I went on the Softcars website just to see if that information was there. I looked myself up, and I didn't see a year that I began as a member. So I'm curious if there's a way to find that out. I can't even tell you when I got my license the first time, so that's how good my memory is. That goes back 30-ish years, but I don't know exactly when that was either, and I don't know how to find that one out. So I'll even take that answer if someone knows how to find that out. Don't have my original license, so I can't verify that. So those are a couple questions I had tonight, and like so many have already said, Pete, I want to say thanks to you and to the presenters. Like you, I've wanted this type of a net for a long time, so glad to finally have it. And I'll pause with one more comment. My comment is that eventually this net and some of the other nets that have come before it will be put online as a podcast, basically an audio recording of the net for anyone that missed any or all of it, as I did when I got a phone call right when Gordon made his presentation, so I missed that. But I have it recorded, and I'll be putting it on the internet for anyone who wants to listen to it. So stay tuned for that. It'll be eventually linked to the Softcars website. So podcasting is coming, or as they say, film at 11. With that, I'll turn it back to you, Pete, and keep up the good work. VE2XPL and the group, this is N4FTD.
Yeah, excellent. I agree with you. I started with Echolink as well, and shortly thereafter hooked myself up a Link radio and haven't looked back since. I'm speaking on the computer right now just because I'm sitting here anyways, but it's amazing, like our friend Paul says, you can walk around your neighborhood with your HT and all of a sudden you're talking to someone in Great Britain or in Florida, in my case, you know, being up here in Canada, and everybody's amazed at the range that I can get with that walkie-talkie. So just for that, it's a lot of fun. And if anyone's interested, you can Google KY6V sound card interface and see that simple little circuit. I highly recommend that as well. So with that, I'll pass it to one of our four presenters. Maybe somebody can help Paul find out how long he's been with Southcars and how long he's been a ham. So I don't know who wants to take it, but I'll let one of you guys field that, whoever feels comfortable doing so.
Well, I think I have the answer for him.
All right, Ron, come aboard.
Okay, good evening to you, Paul. Paul, unfortunately, I don't think you're going to be able to obtain that information. Do you recall whether or not you, when you became a member, did you pay a $5 dues?
Yeah, that's a good way to nail it down. And the answer is no, I did not. So I don't go back that far. Ron, over.
Okay, so that eliminates KD4AOP there, Ed Gefels. I would suggest this. Drop John, WB4GOV, an email, and see if he's retained any prior listings or what have you that he may have gotten early on from Ed and a couple of the others. It's possible you could be you could show up in that. I tried to find rosters. The only one I could come up with was a 1982 roster, which is on the website. It's hard to read. In fact, it's almost impossible to read, if, except when I converted it to a negative, it was more readable. But it's handwritten. It's just, you know, it's kind of tough. I really don't think you're going to have any luck, but I would suggest if there's anybody that can point you in the right direction, it would be John, WB4GOV, at bellsouth.net. Simply because he got a lot of these lists right at the beginning and early on in 99 and 2000 when things first, you know, started to change over the way they are now. Okay?
Contact.
You were so certain that you were going to be able to help me because you knew you couldn't help me. Thanks for trying, though, and thanks for the information. I appreciate it. Back to Net Control from N4FTD.
Pete, can I make a comment? This is Bill, WB5KAE.
Yeah, of course, Bill. Go right ahead. It was stuck in transmit there. WA3NNA was stuck in transmit, so I couldn't talk, and neither could anybody else. But, yeah, come on. Go right ahead. Make your comment. You're more than welcome.
To answer and to add a little bit to what Ron said, John has told me, and he has basically is wound up on the website that we currently have. We still do maintain John's list off-site, just as a backup. Unfortunately, there are some old-timers who have come on a long time ago, as you mentioned, and fell through the cracks, and they've been assigned a number that's not indicative to where they are, were in the original system. We talked about ourselves about putting a date, but basically there are milestones that we have when people come on. I know I kept it, Mark's keeping it now. And so we can, if you've got all the information, 5,000 series number, we can peg it pretty close. But if you were an old member and then came back and have a new number, you've kind of fallen through the cracks as far as a sequential thing. The numbers have been very important. We've had people that wanted to reassign them, and we've decided not to do that. Silent keys, their number goes to the grave. If they don't renew their license and they're not active on the air, we do not reassign because the sequence of operation or the sequence of their number has proven to be important to them, and it's a booger to come back and redo that. So once you assign the South Coast number, you'll take it to the grave with you. That's the format right now, and I don't see it changing in the future. Back to you, Pete. VE2 XPL, this is WD5KAE.
Well, excellent. Well, thanks, gentlemen, for that answer. Paul, I hope that answers your question. Over.
Yes, sir. And again, thanks for all the help and for STD.
Well, that's what it's all about. We're all learning. We're all sharing. So with that, we're running into our 94th minute. Excellent, 94 minutes. But I'll take N9ZIV as the last official question. And what I mean by that is if any of our presenters wish to cut themselves loose, we will completely understand because of the time. However, I'll keep taking questions as long as people are around to answer them. So I'll take N9ZIV as my last official question, and we'll pause and see if any of our presenters would like to stick around or not, which is fine, and then we'll continue. So N9ZIV, Duane, come on aboard with your question and your South Cars number, please.
Yeah, thank you, Pete. This is November 9, Zulu, India, Victor, and Duane, 6508. My question was earlier when they were talking about the banner and everything, and going to Hamfest and stuff. I just wondered if they go to Dayton. If they had ever gone to Dayton or that being the biggest Hamfest there is, or whatever, I just wondered if they went to Dayton with the banner and get together there every year. November 9th, Zulu India, Victor.
All right, thanks for the question, Duane. Perhaps I'll let Rick field this one since he's the keeper of the banner, but if anybody else has comments, jump on in. Rick, the floor is yours.
Sounds like you caught him down the hall. I'll try on that one, Pete. Six Victor.
Yeah, come on aboard.
Thank you, sir. Good evening to you, Duane. Gordon here, KY6V. To the best of my knowledge, the banner has never been as far north as Dayton. many of our members have attended the Dayton Ham Fest, obviously, and have assembled for pictures and so on and so forth. I could be incorrect in my statement, but I don't think it's ever gone that far north. I will tell you that our new net manager, and that's Rick, ND4Z, who currently has the banner, is one heck of a going Hamfest type guy. And he gets up to Dayton every time that he can, and I'm sure that next year that will be a consideration. I can't swear to it, but I would guess it's on the docket, Dwayne, over.
Yeah, okay. I was just wondering, being that's the granddaddy of them all, although Orlando is getting to be up there with them. Orlando is getting to be up there with it for sure, I think. Dayton and Orlando are the two biggest, I believe, that I know of offhand. I don't know what they have in the West Coast, but yeah. Thank you, Gordon. And I'll let you turn it back to the MC there. N9SW. Over to you, Gordon.
All right. Thank you very much, Dwayne. Nice having you with us here this evening. Back over to you, Pete, KY6B.
All right. Roger that. Well, like I said, I'm not sure if any of our presenters need to be disconnecting for reasons of the late hour. Some of you might have to work tomorrow, might have an early game of golf. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll pass it around for one more round of questions, and if anyone's there to answer, that's great. Like I said, this is being winged right now, the question and answer period. We'll tweak it as we go along, but it seems to be going fairly smoothly so far. Of course, I'm more than open to suggestions, if not just for ideas of shows and topics to be discussed, but if you guys find that I'm doing something that ain't working quite well, and you have ideas to improve it, please send them along. I'm more than happy to try out new things, as long as it makes everything smooth for everyone. That's great. So perhaps we'll see if there's any other questions out there, and if not, we may wrap it up. Come on aboard with your suffix only, please. All right. Well, with that, at the 99-minute-and-45-second mark, wow, that's insane. I certainly wasn't expecting to go that long, and I'm very happy that we've had such great participation. I was kind of monitoring, and as far as I could see, we had a maximum of 33 people logged in at any one time. We still have over 20 right now, like I said, at this late hour. So that's wonderful. I'd like to first say thank you to all our presenters, of course. Another big round of applause for our presenters. I think they certainly deserve it. They've given a lot to South Cars, and they give a lot of their times on a continual basis. And certainly we're giving their time tonight to be here presenting to all y'all. So I'd also like to thank the Western Michigan privately owned repeater network for giving us the possibility to host these nets, of course, South Cars being that being the home of South Cars. And that being said, of course, I'd like to invite you all next week. Whoops, sorry, that was my mic that I just hit. I'd like to invite you all next week, September 17th, in North America. That will be Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. In the rest of the world, that will be Friday at 0030 Zulu or UTC time. Please be around for Mike KB8ZGL will be discussing the Michigan conference server, home to South Cars. So all of you who want to know all the technical details, and I had a quick discussion with Gordon about this a little while ago, and my God, it's a fascinating story, and it's a really great server, and you guys
you guys should be around. It's going to be more technical. This was more of a historic kind of presentation, which was great, and we'll get into more technology next week with Mike. So please hang out for that. And on the 24th, the following week, of course, we'll have Tony from Down Under, VK3JED, Tony who was with us earlier but who is now underground somewhere between his home and downtown Melbourne, I guess, which is where he was heading. When I said underground, I didn't mean he'd become a silent key. He's just traveling on the train. So on the 24th, he'll be presenting IRLP. So to all those who want to know all that there is to know, Tony's the man, and you guys should be around for that too, because certainly a great wealth of information. Short pause for dramatic effect. I would like I said, once again, thanks to everyone for being there. Thanks to our four presenters, and that officially means that, here we go. We have talked until the cows have come home. So with that, I'll say a 73s to all. I don't have a post-amble to read, nothing official, so I'll just let you guys know again that if you have any ideas for topics to be discussed, send them along. Or if you have, if you're an expert or claim to be an expert at something, if you're knowledgeable about something, or if you have an interest that you want to share, and it doesn't only have to be technology. It could be historic. It could be anything ham-related or technology-related or hell, heck, we'll talk about photography, we'll talk about gardening if you guys are interested. It's an open forum and it's your open forum, so please send your suggestions and ideas to VOIP at southcars.com. So with that, I'll say 73s to everyone. Thanks for the kind words, everyone, and it's just a lot of fun. I've had a blast doing this, and I can't wait for next week already. So I'll be hanging around probably for another 15, 20 minutes or so. And with that, I will end the net at, let's see, it is presently 22:14 Eastern Daylight Time, or 02:13 UTC. I'm getting tired. I got to go to bed. But I will hang around for a little bit. So with that, I will turn the SCAR server back to a general use. 73s, everyone, and a great, great, huge thank you to everyone for being there. I'm thrilled with tonight's presentation. We'll talk to y'all soon. This is Victor Echo 2, X-Ray Papa Lima. My name's Pete, and I'm in beautiful Montreal, Canada. I'm saying 73s, and we'll chat soon.
Thanks, Pete. Can we take our tuxes off now, sir?
As long as you're in the privacy of your own home, you can do whatever you want, Gordon. Back to you.
I love that cow. Keep that cow around. I think we can use it from time to time.